פורים שמח to all. בכבוד הרב, and everyone gathered here for this festive feast, I'd like to talk to you for a few moments. A few moments about something that we are very familiar with, the words that come from the end of the Gemara in Tainis, which says, Mi shenichnas Adar marvim b'simcha. When the month of Adar enters, we increase our joy. Now, what is the nature of this joy? What do we mean when we say we increase our joy? Why? What kind of joy are we talking about? What is the joy that we're supposed to feel in the month of Adar? So the Sfas Emes, he has a beautiful insight into the whole month of Adar. He makes a comparison to the month of Elul, the month before the new year of the world, Rosh Hashanah of the world. And he says that in the new year of the world, we have a month to prepare, which is of course the month of Elul, the month of Elul. And it says the same thing to prepare for the new year for the Jewish people, which we know is the month of Nisan, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. We know that this is the first month for the Jewish people when we became Hashem's special nation. And he says that just like we prepare for a month before Elul, we prepare for a month before Nisan, for the Jewish New Year. And whereas Elul, we spend our time doing teshuvah and introspection, teshuvah, introspection, the feeling is a feeling of awe and fear, preparing for the Yamim Noraim, the Holy Days. The month of Adar, our job is to work on our simcha, our joy, feeling the joy. But what kind of joy is this that we talk about? So I would like to suggest that there is a famous saying that says, Ein simcha ka'atara tasveko. There is no greater joy than the resolution of doubts. This statement goes far as back as on the pasuk in Mishle, which says, Ma'or einayim yismach lev. What lights up the eyes gladdens the heart. And the Metzudas David on that pasuk comments that this is referring to the joy that one feels when he has the resolution of doubt. When you're not sure how things are going to turn out, and then things turn out in the way that you see why everything happened. Okay. So the story of Purim is this is what the story of Purim is all about. It's all about the resolution of doubts. Everything seemed terrible. We all know the story. You've heard it twice by now. Hopefully, we are familiar with it. And we know how bad things seemed at the time in Shushan. The Jews were fasting, praying. Everything seemed like nothing was going right, that Hashem had hidden, that Hashem wasn't with us, that the Jews were going to be destroyed. And of course, we know that at the end, Hashem orchestrated everything, v'nahafochu, and everything turned upside down. And the Jewish people, of course, we saw the salvation of Hashem. The Megillah tells us, Yehudim haita ora v'simcha. V'sason v'ikar, for the Jews, there was ora and simcha, there was light and gladness. This simcha. Now, obviously, the simple understanding. Closer to the mic, okay. Now, the simcha, obviously, the simple explanation, the simcha is that we were saved. Of course, Hashem saved us. But the deeper understanding of this is the joy that the people of Shushan felt when they saw how everything had happened and all the things that came together for the resolution of the story for us to be saved. And I like to compare this to a mashal, to a child who's watching a movie or reading a book, and they don't know what the ending's going to be. We know the ending's going to be good. As adults, we know the ending's going to be good. But child doesn't. He feels fear and sadness. He doesn't know what's going to happen. But we as adults, we know it's going to be a happy ending, but we feel joy still nonetheless when we see the resolution, when we see how everything comes together. But I'd like to suggest that we are all really children when it comes to the world, the history, and what we go through. We don't really see what the reason is for everything. That we feel like we're not in really control, that we don't know what's going on. But when we feel that joy of seeing why things happen, that is the joy that we are supposed to feel, that Hashem was with us, that Hashem is the master scriptwriter, and He is going to bring all of the different plot lines to the end, to the culmination. It's like the story of Yosef. I tell the fourth graders, we learn it every year, and they say, we know the story, Joseph is sold down by his brothers to Egypt, a terrible thing. And then he gets accused falsely of trying to harm his master's wife. He's thrown in jail. He could think this is all terrible. But of course, as we know, this ended up leading to the fulfillment of his dreams, that he became the leader of Egypt, and of course, ultimately the salvation of his family during the famine, and of course, the salvation of the entire world during the famine. And we can imagine the pain that his father, Yaakov Avinu, felt, thinking that his son had been killed by a wild animal. Spent 23 years he was separated from Yosef. Even more, 30 actually. And he spent all this time not knowing why, but that joy that he felt when he found out that Yosef is still alive. Oh, Yosef, how Yosef is still alive. And that pain that was transferred to the joy, and all of a sudden he saw why everything had to happen the way it did. He felt the sense of joy and the resolution of doubt. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov, and Yaakov's spirit was lifted. Now I get some interesting questions as a third and fourth grade teacher. A child, one of my students in fourth grade, asked me an innocent question. How do you know that Hashem exists? How do you prove that Hashem exists? Which of course, you get that as a teacher, it's a hard question to answer. I had to sleep on it. But the next day I showed them two pictures. The first picture I showed them was a picture of MetLife Stadium on New Year's Eve, where 100,000 Jews got together for the Siyum HaShas. Some of us in this room were there for the Siyum HaShas. And they saw firsthand an entire stadium full of Jews being protected by the police and the FBI, the government was protecting us. And one of the most powerful moments for me was seeing the survivors, the Sheris HaPleita, the tribute to them. And them looking around and thinking just 70 years ago, everything seemed lost, there was nothing left. How could anything turn out to be the best? And now to see this 70 years later, you see the words of Hashem coming true, that Hashem will never leave us, even though there is hidden, Sesti is sometimes hidden. We don't see His face, but He's always there behind the scenes. The second picture I showed them was a picture of the land of Israel in full bloom. And thinking about how 150 years ago, the great Mark Twain, the great author, commented, echoing the words from the Torah, that people will come from a foreign nation and they will look at this land and say, how could such a desolate land be so desolate? What could have happened to it? It's nothing, not a tree grows. He said he didn't see a soul for 10. He would walk, he would maybe see 10 people. And to see now the words of the Navi coming true, we see Eretz Yisrael in full bloom. That is the greatest joy, to see that, to see, how can you not believe? You see the words of Hashem are being fulfilled before our eyes. This is what we are supposed to work on and think about as we are coming towards the Chag of Pesach, as we are coming towards that time where we were saved, we have the open miracles of Pesach. Obviously, it's easy to believe when He splits the sea or when you see the 10 plagues, but it's hard to believe when you don't see Hashem's presence. The gematria, the numerical value of the word Amalek equals Suffolk. You know, it's a famous miracle value. That's what Amalek, Hamanus Amalek, he tries to instill doubt in us, doubt in the belief in Hashem. But of course, we know from the story of Purim, that's what Purim is all about, to bring us towards the Chag of Pesach. That is the joy that we're supposed to feel, that joy of understanding that really Hashem is orchestrating everything, and that He chose, when He chose us to be His special people in the month of Nisan, we feel a sense of joy. Of course, Misha Nechnas Adar Marbi B'Simcha means that as we increase our simcha and our joy, as we get closer to seeing throughout the month of Adar, we look forward to it. And as my friend Waldo says, as we know from Waldo, Hashem is always there. And our job is to find Him amidst the chaos. On every page, you know He's there. There's a joy in finding Him. My friend Waldo, we find Him on a much, much greater level. We know Hashem is always there. And we just have to be able to see Him and find Him. And that is what we should work on, the simcha, the joy of feeling that we know Hashem is always there. And this will lead us to the ultimate, where we'll see Hashem's salvation when, with the coming of Mashiach, and we all come together and we see the climax of the story and the resolution of His story. B'mheir Rabbi Yameinu, Amen. Purim Sameach. Freilich and Purim. Happy Purim.